Gardaí are taking threats to set a Wicklow direct provision centre on fire very seriously, it seems. Last week, two men walked into the Grand Hotel in Wicklow town and threatened to burn it to the ground. This came after a number of threats via email and social media. I'm going to talk to hotel owner Adrian Shanagher, who's on the line. Adrian, good morning.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. Nice to talk to you again. So tell us about this.
Well, look, I guess you summed it up to a certain degree there. We've had two instances of people walk into the property threatening to burn the property after the recent change in profile of residents. So the both sets of incidents were been dealt with by the Gardaí, and I think would probably result in prosecutions. So, I mean, look, the threats have to be taken seriously nonetheless.
Indeed. And that means prosecutions, does that mean there's a definite line of inquiry?
Oh, well, the individuals were known. We had CCTV evidence. Either they were known to the Gardaí or they were identified subsequently.
Leaving aside the criminal intent, etc., from what we can gauge, there's a lot of anger and fear in the town.
Yeah, look, I guess I would say two things. I think social media isn't necessarily a gauge of public opinion. I certainly wouldn't believe all you read on social media, and I would say 99.9% of what you read is completely false in terms of social media content. What people are claiming is occurring isn't occurring. But I would also say that the generality of feeling towards the residence hotel is very positive. There is no instance on the ground of either occurrence of incidents, or there's no instance of racism on the street against residents. So it seems to me that quite a lot of the media content is vapor.
Yeah, there's a lot of, we'll say, noise about it nonetheless. And you were saying about social media, you would get the impression from a lot of postings that there are a lot of people who are uneasy, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, look, I we don't read that, Declan. We deliberately take a line that are not interested in what goes on in those channels. I mean, we deal with public representatives, we deal with the system, we deal with the authorities, we deal with all the recognised organisations. And look, I wouldn't say necessarily that what's on social media is representative of what the public in Wicklow think. It's certainly not representative of what they will do. You might remember we had all this content before in 2018. We spoke about it, and in reality, everything settled down. There was no incidents or occurrence of any serious matter. Everything cleared up. There was no real basis for that which was feared and assumed. The residents were welcomed. You know, so I think this will be one of those scenarios. And I certainly learned from the last outing, which is probably that there's no need for overreaction either on our part or anyone else's part.
The change in numbers. Let's go through some of the things that have been said. The change in numbers, it was something like 111 or something, has gone into the 200s now. Tell us about that transition.
Well, look, those numbers didn't change overnight, Declan. We had the same number of people in September as we had in October. The profile changed. I mean, just so you understand the numbers, there's 91 direct provision residents in our bedrooms. There's 185 international protection residents in our other areas, plus six Ukrainians. So that's the numbers. It's 283 or something like that. We had 12,000 unused square footage or square feet of space. So people talk about those numbers going from 111 to, you know, 283 people, but they didn't in the same space. So, you know, the space available to those additional residents is considerable. As I said, it's about 12,000 extra square feet. But look, people always assume that, you know, 111 to 283 people, there must be 12 people per room. There isn't. And this scenario is replicated across other towns and other locations where emergency is prevalent. There's a pretty significant emergency crisis at the moment. So the Ukrainian scenario is well understood, but the international protection scenario is probably every bit as bad. There's 300, 400, 500 people, international protection applicants, entering the country every week, and there isn't 300, 400, or 500 beds available every single week. So there is a real crisis in terms of accommodation, and lots of facilities would have opened on a similar basis. You know, there's a couple of hundred people in Ballyogan, albeit that they may be Ukrainian. So there are other centres like this.
And the living conditions, as you say, there's plenty of space. But there are pictures there of bunk beds in the ballroom.
Yeah, well, look, I guess we have to make all available space usable. You know, if people understood the type of conditions that were generally applicable at the moment, you know, there are people who come to me have slept for 13 days on a chair in City West. You know, we don't provide camp beds, we don't provide air beds. We provide solid beds for every single resident. We won't have anybody sleeping anywhere that we don't consider appropriate. So I suppose it may be a bunk bed, but it's a bed. They're safe, they're secure, they're fed. All their basic essential needs have been looked after. But look, the other thing I would say is these are emergency conditions, and this is an emergency response. You can't expect other standards to be met in circumstances where an emergency response is dictated. But this isn't unique. I think potentially what people are afraid of is the volume of single males that may be in the town. And I would say that we haven't had huge internal incidents of issues in the hotel from single males. They, you know, they respond differently. They have different needs. But I don't have a plethora of internal issues from single males.
Do they have privacy?
Well, clearly they have a certain degree, but not a lot. So that's something that certainly gets sacrificed when you're living in emergency conditions. So no, not everybody has a private room where they have a private toilet and a private place to eat. But I guess you have to accept that these are emergency conditions.
Because if you don't have privacy and okay, you've got you know, a roof over your head and you get something to eat, you know, tensions can actually mount and maybe spill over to outside.
Well, look, that's understandable to a certain degree. I mean, we have procedures internally to deal with de-escalation of certain things, but sometimes they arise over minor things, you know. Certainly what happens in the property we can control to a certain degree. But, you know, what happens outside the property is something different. But there hasn't been a huge instance of it, Declan. I mean, you know, we can't necessarily control what happens outside. But I would say generally, the Gardaí have been very good in terms of collaboration, in terms of support. We're dealing with and responding with the Gardaí authorities on a regular basis. You know, they're informed who our residents are. They turn up regularly. We have clinics set up. So, you know, there's a methodology for kind of dealing with a lot of that kind of stuff. But there's no doubt I have issues between family and female residents over small issues internally from time to time. So, you know, these things happen, you know, but they don't tend to be over much.
There was the one incident, there might have been more, I don't know, but the one that's highlighted was the two people having a disagreement, and one, the last we heard, was that there was going to be some charges.
But look, I can't comment on that, Declan.
But did the incident happen? Did the incident happen?
I mean, clearly an incident happened in town, but I can't confirm or discuss who was or wasn't involved. It's a Garda matter. And it wouldn't be right for me to talk
yeah,
about...
Yeah, and that's right. And let's stay away from that. But the two people have a disagreement and one led to an arrest.
Well, certainly something happened in town. It's on Facebook, it's on social media. So there was an occurrence of an issue. But after that, I can't comment on who was or wasn't involved or otherwise.
And are you saying that there was no other comparable instances within the property?
There's no other comparable issues in the property.
Do you know the people that are staying there? Because there's some allegations, and let's stress there are allegations, that the people of Wicklow are not safe because of the people that you're housing.
Well, I don't agree with that. I mean, that's totally false, you know. There's no basis for that. You know, the residents have been processed to a certain degree by the department. There's procedures and policies. I mean, does everybody know who everybody is in this world and who everybody else is in the town? But the reality of life is these people have ID. They've been processed to a certain degree. They're applying for PPS numbers. There's a whole range of practices and procedures. So I don't agree that people are not safe. Gardaí wouldn't agree with that either, Declan. There's no basis or incidents in the town. The Gardaí would confirm that to anybody who asks.
Yeah, I'm just putting to you some of the charges there. Another one was, when you say people have ID and they're applying for PPS numbers, is that they destroy their identification on arrival.
Well, that's a general rumour I've heard with people arriving at the airport. But look, by the time people come to me, there's a certain level of processing that they've encountered.
So what does that mean? I mean, people are saying they are unvetted in the hotel.
Well, look, every refugee that comes into this country is dealt with the same way. They arrive into a system. There's a certain level of processing. I mean, vetting or otherwise for refugees, or that is a matter for the respective departments. But all I can say is that residents, we have ID cards. They've been processed to a certain degree. There's nobody who's not known in the property. What their background might be something else. But that's not a matter for us as the accommodation provider. That's a matter for the department.
Could you have done more to liaise with people who might feel uneasy in the town?
Well, look, I can understand that people have considerations and concerns, and they're perfectly entitled to do that. You know, the basis for it is something different. But I would remind everyone, we're a direct provision centre since 2018. The same number of people were in this property in September as they were in October. The profile changed. We've had Ukrainians, we've had international applicants, we've had families, we've had single males before. I still have single males. So I just wonder what it is that we would have a huge range of consultation about. We don't decide the profile of our residents. We take what is dictated by the department and what is sent to us. So I'm not sure what consultation we would have to, would be either be obliged to undertake or indeed what would be necessary or beneficial. I mean, people are certainly aware of the change in profile right now, and there's a reaction to that, but I think there's no real need or basis to over-respond to that. We'll deal with that as we dealt with this before.
What did they do all day? How did they fill their day?
Well, I can tell you, certainly the Muslim men spend quite a lot of their day praying, so certainly that's a feature. Others may go to Dublin, they may take a walk, they may take a walk to the seafront. A certain amount of them would have work permits and work. Some of them are engaged in further education. So there's a whole range of activities they're involved in. So, you know, they do their best to keep occupied. If you walked in this morning, you'll see a whole number of Georgian males making jigsaws in reception. It's hardly high noon.
Mm. And how did they spend, you mean the asylum seekers, how did they spend their €38?
Well, look, it's not a huge amount of money, so you don't get to do a whole lot with €38, notwithstanding that your bills and food is paid. So there are limitations. So people can work, they don't have a significant improvement in economic affairs. So they need to wait 6 months before they can work. And a lot of those newer residents don't have 6 months, so i.e. they're not in the country 6 months. So a lot of those individuals can't work officially. But certainly quite a number of them wish to work and they want to participate.
Yeah, and you've got six refugees, is it, and the rest are asylum seekers, is that?
We have six remaining Ukrainians, yeah. The local council is responsible for housing, and that's the remaining quantum that we have left out of our original Ukrainian contingent.
And the threats, anyway, how do you see all that going?
Oh, well, I clearly would prefer if it didn't happen. It's certainly, my concern is for the residents and how unsafe they may or may not feel. They're certainly aware of an undercurrent, and I don't want them to feel the breadth of that. But look, by the same token, I don't believe that two men or two occasions when people walk into your property are serious about burning the property down. I think if they're going to do that, they'll do it quietly. So I take it seriously because I have to. But I also don't think that somebody's going to walk into reception telling you they're going to burn you down if they're going to do it.
Yeah. You don't have a great fan club here, as you would
no,
expect.
No, I don't. Declan, the man who destroyed Wicklow.
Yeah. The country is full. I think actually we're 141st in density in the world. So if that's a full, I don't know. But anyway, a solid bed is €400 a day and you're well compensated.
Sorry, say that again, Declan.
A solid bed, according to a texter here, is €400 a day that you're getting for each person.
I don't understand. Is that the rate? rate that they
That's seemingly what you were being given by the department.
I wish. No, nothing like that.
Yeah,
a fraction of.
So it's not even close.
No. But I'd happily take it. Thank you.
Right. Do you want to tell us how much you get?
No, I can't tell you that. But look, it's nowhere near that level.
Okay. So what's next? Are you full?
Well, look, we're absolutely full. I have no ability or intention of taking additional residence. So, yeah, we're absolutely full. And, look, this emergency situation will last as long as...
Right. I think we might be losing Adrian. Can you come back to us, Adrian? I think the line is going... Yeah, let's see. Okay, we leave it there. I think we've covered most of the concerns and what questions we got and other matters as well. That's Adrian Shanaher there, who is the owner of the Grand Hotel.